It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes! I told you. Hey, these things keep getting progressively worse, too. All right, it was Denver. That was a bit of a tight one. Then it was just embarrassment to lose to Bryce, but you could tell yourself, yeah, we're still young. And then you just went in here and got your ass kicked, led by you. This is very similar to the last big game that you went to with a Houston team, the Astros in Game 7 against the Rangers, where that game got away from you before you could even use the bathroom for the first time.
Damn, Tyler.
Just like this one. So, listen, I want to start right now on this Reaction Monday, and many thanks to the Houston Texans and Tyler Milner that it is not a Mad Dog Monday. Clint, people, this is real. The Tyler curse, the Tyler road game curse is real.
Damn, Tyler.
I mean, there's just too much. This is three straight years. He went to Denver in that ridiculous Davis Mills jersey and lost. He went to Carolina. That's supposed to be a layup. That's a guaranteed W. And they lost. He looked at the schedule. Ooh, where should I go? Where should I go? Minneapolis. Everybody penciled the Vikings in as a W before the season. Lopez, a couple weeks. They'll be 4-0. They'll be 4-0. They'll be 4-0 before they get to Buffalo. And then Tyler took his happy ass on that plane. And he got on that plane. And he went down there with his beautiful wife. And they went down there, and thank God somebody thought better of it, and they didn't wear matching jerseys to that game, because that would have been a real embarrassment.
Oh, did they not?
No, we Tyler's didn't. I messed that up.
Tyler's the only one. Oh, you screwed that up? She didn't have one?
Yeah, I screwed that up.
Okay.
I bought the wrong size jersey for myself. I got it mixed up in my head. I'm normally an XL, but in a jersey, I'm a large, so I got her a large and me in an XL, and I looked like a fool with that XL on, so I had to take her large, and she wore a T-shirt.
Yeah.
That was you saved yourself, by the way. we ironed that out while you were gone on Friday. We decided that actually worked out for the better.
I think it worked out great, but you flew down there and you went to Mall of America and you had a good time, and I hope you had a Juicy Lucy.
Man, I couldn't find one anywhere.
Y'all did like a boat trip. Looked like y'all was on a boat or whatever. Had a good time.
Booze cruise the Mississippi.
And you went out there and you had to hear the skull chant. Ooh. Which was, I'm sure,
we heard it.
A fun experience and all of that. They had some old guy going to the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, Bobby something.
Bobby, yeah. And then you sat in there, and they did exactly what they always do when you're at the game on the road.
I mean, this felt like a new level.
It's clearly a curse. And you have, I think, Clint, one of two ways to go. One, you have to just keep going until you break it. Or two, you just are not allowed to go to any Houston road sport events. Is it just road? Is it just road?
Yeah,
it's just road games.
It's hard because that last Astros, that Game 7, like, I think, I think in critical games, you probably should stay away.
Maybe it's like playoffs or something. But no, I go to Texans home games all the time, and they win pretty often.
Well,
when I'm there.
I think maybe you should try just easing out of town and going to one. I think, the announcing and talking about the jersey.
I don't think that matters now.
Getting recommendations of where you're going to eat and just making this. This whole thing, a social media and a Sports Radio 610 event. Yeah, I think you just try to sneak off to one, and then if they win, you come back and go, guess what, y'all? I was at that
surprise.
Game. I was at that game. Y'all can't say it anymore.
I don't think you should do that.
I mean, we're at a point where this morning on the plane in Minneapolis, I looked at my wife and I said, all right, next year, the away game we go to, I have to pick the very worst team on the schedule.
You
and
tried
we have to,
that.
You can't.
And then I remembered, we were at Carolina last year. And that's when we lost.
You pick Carolina.
So I don't know what to do at this point. I mean, we're going up against Sam Darnold. on Sunday. We were going against up Carolina Panthers and Bryce Young last year, so I don't have an excuse for it.
Well, the direction it looks like them Cowboys are taking, just ease up to Dallas without announcing it.
I don't know.
Ease a big place, man.
Another one this
big
year?
Place.
That'd be a risk.
Know, big
Tyler.
Place. Well, you need multiple in a year. You need to quit swinging one time.
This would be the day that the Dallas Cowboys rush defense figures it out.
I need
that
more at-bats.
That would be the day that the Cowboys rush defense figured it out. That'd be the day that CeeDee Lamb and Dak were on the same page.
Get all them costumes you got. Wear a costume,
man. You should go in there like a masked wrestler.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like your Rey Mysterio.
I mean, you and Meg are costume people. Putting them wrestling costumes on.
Damn it, Tyler.
I mean, I'm open up for ideas right now. I got nothing.
That photo you know I sent of the guy.
If you hide your face and your dime-sized nipples, I think you can get through with nobody noticing.
That photo of the guy that was at the Iowa Big Ten Championship game. Where he was just, he knew he paid all that money.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Hotel, them tickets. And he came up from Iowa City or Des Moines or wherever he's from. And he just had to sit there and take that ass whipping. That's all I could think about with Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they had to have been so embarrassed.
That was my face before halftime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Tyler, Gus and Katie, Tyler, I love you, brother. But please, for the sake of the team, stop going to games.
I hear you. I mean, the amount
this
of
isn't on you. This
on
is on Tunzel. Yeah, why don't you try to go? Why don't you try to go and fully root for the other team?
That's well, I can never do that.
Someone has texted in to say you should have gone in a Vikings jersey and fully rooted for the Vikings to see if that'll break the curse. It is clearly a curse right now. The Tyler road game, and I just think big Houston sporting event. I think it's a curse. I think it's real. I want to check to see if Tyler was there when the Rockets officially got eliminated. From the playoffs last year, because Tyler went to late season games last year, Clinton. I think
when they were making a comeback, they were coming up.
I think he went to a Warriors game, and I think Tyler might have been there when they officially were eliminated.
Whenever all of a sudden Klay Thompson rolled the clock back.
Yeah, that was you, Tyler. Were you there? Did that happen?
That was the only Rockets game I went to last year.
Yes, Klay can't move, but he rolled the clock.
He went off that night.
He smelt. He gave Tyler's up the locker room. He smelt that Old Spice. He said it.
It is some good smell. Is that Old Spice?
Is that
for the record? Old Spice is coming a long way.
He said, "Is that him? Oh hell yeah, let's go."
What up?
He told Steph, "My night." Dre, sell some good screens.
Third in the clock.
Back. All right, Reaction Monday. This obviously was a tough one, and we can have fun with Tyler, but Tyler didn't tell them people to go out there and embarrass his ass out there in Minneapolis. So that was an ass-kicking, Clint, and in a lot of ways. Coming up here in the next segment, we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans as he speaks to the media on Monday. Today, we'll go out to NRG to get his thoughts, and this will be one to hear because he is – he's watched the tape. He's watched, I would imagine, hell, if he could, he may have just said to hell with it in the middle of the second quarter and just threw the remote down and stopped. But he's watched the tape, and so we'll hear from the head coach today. But, Clint, I'll throw this one out to you and the people. You can jump in, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, you can jump in on your thoughts with this question. Clint, there was a lot that was frustrating. About that game yesterday. And I know you and Sean talked about it in the post game yesterday. But now that you've had some more time, you've had almost over 24 hours to look at that debacle that happened in Minneapolis yesterday. What was the most alarming? What was the thing that jumped out to you the most of the frustration?
Penalties, without a doubt. Penalties without a doubt. And here's why. I've got three different things here, Ron, that really jumped off of this game that were problematic. And all three of them, Ron, two of the three happened last week as well. Right. And so that's part of why they're the most alarming things, right? The penalties.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The last two games, there's been 23 penalties for over 200 yards. And a huge chunk of the offensive penalties, hell, if not damn near all of them, are pre-snap penalties. Whether they're illegal formations where the tackles are lining up too far back and they're in the backfield. There's got to be some level, like in NFL football and all of football, there's got to be some defining line that says, okay, you're off the ball and you can move, you're off the ball and you're a skilled player, or you're on the ball and you can't move. And that line typically comes into play when your tackles are lined up too deep or your receivers are lined up on the line and they then go in motion or there's too many on the line. All those rules matter, right? The alarming part of it is the Texans are shooting themselves in the foot before they ever snap the football offensively. And Laremy Tunsil is the biggest culprit of them all. He specifically, individually, is killing this football team.
Mm.
And
killing them, huh?
10 penalties in three games, and he is killing drives.
Himself. He's got 10.
He has 10 himself.
A couple of them have been declined, Clint, so he may have.
Well, I don't know. I think that would make it 11 or 12, but I don't think the 10 is including the ones that have been declined.
No, I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. He's had some decline.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a penalty problem throughout the entire locker room, but right now, today, in this week against the Vikings, it was a Laremy Tunsil problem first and foremost. He is killing this football team. I think three of the first six drives were stalled due to penalty, or in large part due to penalties. And when it's your best player that's paid more money than anybody on the team, that's regarded as one of the best pass blocking, because he's not lining up deep because he's trying to run block. He's lining up deep to get a jump or a step or an inch on a defensive edge rusher that he's having to block. And so this is the best, one of, if not the best, pass blocking tackle in the game. It's why you paid him. He is a guy that does not participate in the offseason, does not participate in training camp. Sits out until he's ready to rock and roll. And then you come to game time and you are consistently stalling drives because you can't line up right and you can't quit jumping before the ball snapped. It's first and foremost a Laremy Tunsil problem, but let's be honest, the entire team it's been an issue with this team in 2024.
Titus got a couple of them, yesterday.
Last week, the defense had several of them, pass interference and roughing the quarterback and taking game-changing plays off the board. You look at it this week, you're taking third and sixes and turning them into third and 14s and third and 19s.
That was the one, like Tyler was at the game. That might have been it's too early.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.